Hello and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in plant biology, plant hormones. This is EdExcel Specification 5.3, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. Now, you might be thinking, plants have hormones like humans? Well, yes, but plant hormones work in very different ways. They control how plants grow, respond to light, respond to gravity, and even how farmers can manipulate crops for better yields. This topic appears regularly in both foundation and higher tier papers, and it's worth around 5 to 8 marks in a typical exam. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand exactly how auxins control tropisms, why roots and shoots respond differently to the same hormone, and for higher tier students, how gibberellins and athene are used commercially. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's tackle the big concept, tropisms. A tropism is a growth response by a plant to a directional stimulus. The two you absolutely must know are phototropism, which is growth in response to light, and gravitropism, also called geotropism, which is growth in response to gravity. The key hormone controlling these responses is auxin. Auxin is produced in the tips of shoots and roots. Now here's the crucial detail that earns you marks. Auxin doesn't just sit there, it diffuses or moves through the plant tissue, and this is where it gets interesting. Let's start with phototropism in shoots. Imagine a young seedling growing towards a window. Light is coming from one direction. Auxin is produced in the shoot tip, but here's the critical point. Auxin moves away from the light. It accumulates on the shaded side of the shoot. Now in shoots, auxin stimulates cell elongation, so the cells on the shaded side grow longer than the cells on the lit side. This unequal growth causes the shoot to bend towards the light. That's positive phototropism. A common mistake students make is saying auxin causes cell division. No, it's cell elongation, not division. Mitosis isn't involved here. The cells get longer, they don't multiply. Make sure you use the word elongation in your exam answers. Now let's flip to roots and gravitropism. Roots need to grow downwards into the soil to anchor the plant and absorb water. When a root is horizontal, gravity causes auxin to accumulate on the lower side. But here's the twist. In roots, high concentrations of auxin inhibit growth. So the lower side grows more slowly than the upper side, causing the root to bend downwards. That's positive gravitropism. This is a really important distinction. Same hormone, auxin. In shoots, it stimulates growth. In roots, high concentrations inhibit growth. Examiners love testing whether you understand this difference. If a question asks you to explain why roots grow downwards, you must mention that auxin accumulates on the lower side and that high auxin inhibits root cell elongation. Let me give you a memory hook for this. Shoots seek sun, roots reject rise. Shoots are stimulated by auxin and seek the sun. Roots are inhibited by high auxin and reject rising upwards. Now, for higher tier students, you need to know about 3 commercial uses of plant hormones. Let's go through them quickly. First, auxins. Auxins are used in rooting powders. When you take a cutting from a plant, you dip the cut end in rooting powder containing auxins. This stimulates root growth, helping the cutting establish itself. Auxins are also used as selective weed killers. They cause uncontrolled growth in broad-leaved weeds, which kills them, but narrow-leaved crops like wheat and barley are unaffected. Second, gibberellins. These promote seed germination even in conditions that would normally prevent it, like cold temperatures. They're also used to increase fruit size without pollination, which is how you get seedless grapes. Third, athene. This is a gas that controls fruit ripening. Bananas are often picked green and transported in containers with controlled athene levels. When they reach the supermarket, athene is released to ripen them quickly and uniformly. You need to be able to link each hormone to its specific commercial use. A good way to remember this is the acronym RAG. Rooting for auxins, acceleration of germination for gibberellins, and gas for ripening, which is athene. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic appears in several question styles. You might get a describe question asking you to describe how auxin causes phototropism. For this, you need to state that auxin is produced in the tip, it moves to the shaded side, it causes cells to elongate on that side, and the shoot bends towards the light. That's 4 clear steps, and each one could earn you a mark. You might also get an explain question. Remember, Explain means you need to give reasons. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the shoot bends towards the light because auxin accumulates on the shaded side, and because auxin stimulates cell elongation, the shaded side grows more than the lit side. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't say auxin moves towards the light, it moves away from it to the shaded side. Don't confuse the effects in shoots and roots, and don't say auxin causes cell division. It's always cell elongation. For higher tier, if you get an evaluate question about commercial uses, you need to weigh up benefits and drawbacks. For example, selective weed killers increase crop yields, which is economically beneficial, but they can harm biodiversity if they drift onto wildflower areas. Always give both sides and make a judgment. Timing-wise, aim for about 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question on tropism should take you 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush, but don't spend 10 minutes on a 3-mark question either. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is a tropism? Answer. A growth response by a plant to a directional stimulus. Question 2. Where is auxin produced? Answer. In the tips of shoots and roots. Question 3. In shoots, does auxin stimulate or inhibit cell elongation? Answer. Stimulate. Question 4. In roots, does high auxin concentration stimulate or inhibit growth? Answer. Inhibit. Question 5. Name one commercial use of gibberellins. Answer. Promoting seed germination or increasing fruit size without pollination. Question 6. Which plant hormone is a gas used to control fruit ripening? Answer. Ephthene. How did you do? If you got all 6, fantastic. If not, go back and review the sections you found tricky. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Plant hormones, especially auxins, control how plants respond to light and gravity through tropisms. Auxin stimulates growth in shoots, but inhibits it in roots at high concentrations. This unequal distribution causes bending towards or away from stimuli. For higher tier, remember your 3 commercial hormones. Auxins for rooting and weed killers, gibberellins for germination and fruit size, and ethene for ripening. In your exam, be precise with your terminology. Use words like accumulate, elongation, and unequal distribution. Link causes to effects with because. And always check whether the question is about shoots or roots, because the effects are opposite. This topic is highly testable, and with the right approach, it's a great opportunity to pick up marks. Practice past paper questions, draw diagrams to visualize the auxin movement, and use those memory hooks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, understanding the why behind the process is just as important as memorizing the facts. See you next time.